What's going on with everybody? This your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels, the host of the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling. Yo, you guys, man, sit tight, grab your popcorn, go get a Hot Pocket, man, get some cereal, grab your beverage, man, whether that's some milk, a beer, a soda, or some water, man. Sit tight, man. This is the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling, where I interview some of your favorite ring announcers, referees, independent pro wrestlers, you name it, man. You name it, you guys. You tune in, and I'm about to chat some wrestling, man. So sit tight, you guys, and welcome to the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling. And yo, ring the bell! It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Welcome back, you guys, to the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling. How everybody doing out there? This is episode 29. Let me get that right. This is episode 29, you guys. Appreciate you guys joining me in for the podcast. If you joined me last week, I said it was episode 27. So it was actually episode 28, and this was his 29. So yes, I can count. But appreciate you guys joining me back here for a new week, man. Good morning, good afternoon to all my listeners all across the world, man. Shout out to all my listeners in Canada, Germany, the UK, all over the States, man. I appreciate you guys joining me back here for another episode of Talk Pro Wrestling, man. This is going to be a very dope episode, man. Very dope episode. I got my guy, the guest this week, my guy, Shiz Lansky, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts. Man, he's going to be joining me back here on the podcast. Haven't joined me here in a while. I think he was my second guest that I had. Yeah. So now he's back here on the podcast. You know, he's the host of Off the Top Ropes Podcast from Boston, Massachusetts. He's going to be joining me here, you guys, in just a bit. Before we get to that, you guys, man, subscribe, man. Subscribe to the 1130 Podcast on YouTube. You dig, man? And follow me. Follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. Right, man. Or follow the 1130 Podcast, trying to get the 1130 Podcast up and out there. Also, you guys, I want to shout out my guy who was on last week, Tyree Taylor. Bro, I appreciate you joining me here on the podcast. It was a dope episode. Appreciate you joining me to drop some knowledge, man, and just chat, man. So keep doing your thing, man. Keep doing your thing. But you guys, like I was saying, my guest this week here on Talk Pro Wrestling, my guest, Shiz Lansky, the host of Off the Top Ropes Podcast. Man, he got a YouTube thing going on right now, New England Wrestling, Tuesday Night Brawl, Friday Night Slam, you guys. You got to check him out, man. My man, Shiz Lansky, the host of Off the Top Ropes Podcast. What's going on with you, bro?
Hey, man, Dre on Wheels. First off, salute you. Thank you for bringing me back on the show. It's been a while, man. For real, I really am grateful to be back on your show, man. I've been keeping up with you, too, man. You've been having a lot of guest people coming on your spots, man. All I got to say is, man, I'm super proud of you. I'm super happy for you, especially with some of my boys and some of my female friends who've been on your show, man. They told me that, that they had a blast with you, so I was like, I can't do nothing happy for you. So, man, here I am. Round two, baby. Let's get to work, man. I'm at the end of it. That's all I gotta say about that. And let's get it going, man. You see that season two being in the back too. So now we in the red and black mode.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man. Before we do start on, because you said you see me on with a lot of your guys and stuff. It was back in I think August or July. You asked me that I have time for a guest, and it was my man Sean O'Brien, and you got him on for me, and I was like, okay, cool, man, and you opened up the door for a lot of guests because, right after him, I was like, well, if it wasn't for Shiz Lansky, recommending him, then, you know how Facebook do, man, it's just start asking, man, do you know this person, you may know this person, and it just start, just referring me to a lot of wrestlers. So I was just like, I'm just going to request some wrestlers, man. But it was all, from you. And I wanted to say thank you, man. And I appreciate it. so much, man.
Hey, man, that's all that we can do, man. We got to help each other out, man. That's all. One hand washes the other, baby. So that's all that you live and breathe by that code. So you always help out the next person because you might never know what that next person could do the same thing for you and vice versa. So if it really wasn't for you, this whole virtual background stuff wouldn't be happening. Some of the key editing and stuff like that would have never been happening either. And what we're about to be doing for season 3, going from audio to video now, is going to be taking a huge step. So if it really wasn't for you, like I said, I probably would have never found a way to try to do it. So, you know what I mean? From one podcast to another.
That's what's up, my guy. I appreciate it. Well, last time I had you on, man, it's been a while. So how's life, man? How's Boston right now?
Oh, my God. We're under this whole executive order of staying in the house. I mean, we're not staying in the house. We have, like, a curfew now. So we're right back to square one up here. But nonetheless, man, me is only just doing me, handling my BI, coming home and working on this NEW stuff, man. Me and Broski, man, Wise One, who's on the podcast with me as well. Shout out to him, by the way. Listen to this In the Builder podcast. Brand new episode out now featuring me. Should be coming up anytime, any minute right about now. So stay tuned to that, of course. Nonetheless, man, if it's not about the podcast, it isn't about NEW, I'm just handling me and my business. That's pretty much it. Right. I got a nice little lady love in my life right now. So things is going smooth between me and her. So it's just small baby steps to crawl up, man. You know, take some steps into the real realization of adulthood and figure out that there's more to it than what we just see right in front of us. Maybe we want more than now we got to think with a higher, to elevate ourselves to be more dedicated to our work and having a dream and following to a game plan to a T. That's what I believe.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Well, once again, of course, man, I appreciate you joining me back here on the podcast. I appreciate everybody joining me back here this week here on Talk Pro Wrestling this week. We ain't gonna waste no time. We're gonna do some recapping of what went down this past week. We had some restarts in wrestling with MLW. We had Dynamite with a crazy, you know, entertaining Dynamite that was, along with NXT. And, you know, what's going on right now on Raw and SmackDown. And also, including, we got Survivor Series coming up this Sunday. But we're gonna start with SmackDown. What a whole lot, you know, to recap on besides that, Drew McIntyre, you know, made his appearance on SmackDown to confront the Tribal Chief in a way by taking down the Tribal Chief's cousin, you know, as they've been trying to push Jey Uso. So this past Monday on Raw, we all seen that Drew McIntyre is now the new WWE champion after defeating Randy Orton. I thought it was kind of, you know, I thought that was a shocker, but I'm proud that Drew McIntyre won. But so now we have at some Survivor Series this Sunday, we have Drew McIntyre going one-on-one with Roman Reigns. I got to ask you, what's your thoughts on Drew McIntyre and also Roman Reigns right now?
Roman Reigns is on fire. You know what I'm saying? Him with Paul Heyman right now and what they're doing with this whole Samoan Dynasty bloodline storyline that's about to unfold. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. And people been disrespecting Roman for way too long. That's only because, like we all said, that's been throwing him down and shoving him down our throats to the point where we can't take it anymore. Now we give him a whole nother direction and turn him heel. And now we love it. So, best storyline right now in the company right now with him. Shout out to Drew McIntyre because I've been telling people on my podcast too, like, watch he going to walk up with that W. And they didn't believe me. And you see, and yet, what happened on Monday? We see what happened. Now we're like, that's more better because for me, I like that dynamic between McIntyre and Roman part two. Now this time the roles are reversed.
You're right.
McIntyre's the babyface, Roman has to heal. It's the right formula. Now we can get something great out of these two. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to see a heel versus heel Survivor Series match like that.
Okay. You're right about that, Roman. Roman and Randy Orton didn't really seem like it was the matchup right there. You know, it's a better fit than Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns, though. So I'm digging it, though. I was really shocked that he won the title back. I didn't expect it because he just, you know, lost the title to Randy Orton at Hell in a Cell, which was like 3 weeks ago. So now watching the day of on the WWE Network, hearing Randy Orton say he just wanted to win the WWE Championship at least one more time, just to be in that category with John Cena, Ric Flair, and Triple H. And it just seems like that's mainly what it was. You know, that was his last, you know, big accomplishment that he wanted to put on, you know, and also by pushing Drew McIntyre. So, hey, I'm cool with it. Drew McIntyre is the new WWE champion. So Survivor Series is going to be looking real good. Another thing that took place on SmackDown, we got Seth Rollins, the Rey Mysterio. It came to an end in a no-holds-barred match. I'm glad that story is over with. And now they're moving on to Seth Rollins and Murphy. What was your thoughts on that? And did you dig the matchup? Because I thought it was a really cool, entertaining match.
It is about time that they finished this match. I mean, it was about time that they finished this whole storyline. This whole storyline should have been ended like a month or so change ago. But they had a great last match, and I can respect. And of course, the babyface had to go over. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole blow off, like where the blow was going to come from. And at some point, either we didn't know where Murphy was really going to side with the state as the disciple, or was he going to really go after this this whole Mysterio storyline. Just I tapped out of this. Like, this is just something I'm like, I don't want no part of this no more. You know? But, so I can respect. Now we're going to see a quick Murphy versus Seth rivalry before he takes some time off to be with Becky and for the birth of his kid. And kudos to the both of them. Yeah, we're going to see something. We're going to see something big happen. We're going to see him get rented off TV somehow, so way by Survivor Series. So I give it by that time period. But other than that, the match was good. I mean, I'm not going to call it excellent, or I'm not going to call it five lanes. I call it right down the middle. I probably give it 3.5 stars. But I was satisfied with it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, dope matchup. Most likely looking like Seth Rollins is about to give, you know, the whole push up to Murphy to, you know, see where that goes. We're going to move on here. To Monday Night Raw this past week, of course, we seen Drew McIntyre defeat Randy Orton. Another thing, we seen the title, tag team titles on the line, the Hurt Business taking on the New Day. I was pulling for the Hurt Business. And last time we talked, I don't think the Hurt Business was really forming. So I got to ask you, how you feel about the Hurt Business?
Hurt Business has been one of the best things on Raw next to The Fiend and Alexa Bliss. So MVP is doing a fantastic job when it comes to that stable, getting them over, even participating in some of these matches, and just the storytelling that they tell is epic. And pretty damn soon, you're going to see gold on all four guys, give or take. So it's just a matter of time when they're going to really put the rocket ship on Bobby and see what happens. Then with Shelton and Cedric, you got them in the tag team division, so they're fine right there. They're going to get the belts eventually. It's about time they're going to take the belts off of New Day to put it on the Hurt Business. There's going to be some gold in that circle somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So as long as the United States is there, it's still capable, and it gives it some type of credibility and give it some more and give it some actual TV time for one, because before we haven't really seen it. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait. But they need to pull the trigger when it comes to this whole Naomi. They need to bring her into the fold and get her involved. Then you have a female in that group that can go after the Raw Women's Championship. Then when she wins that, that stable will be running the whole damn show. And it's all black wrestlers and actors.
So, okay. That's interesting. A lot of people been saying, you know, Naomi name for the longest time, regardless to the Hurt Business. So, yeah, that's interesting. That's going to be really interesting if they really pulled the trigger to put out Naomi in the Hurt Business. I think that'll be dope. I always thought that Naomi could play a factor in the whole Roman Reigns and Uso storyline. But the simple fact, I said this a couple of weeks ago, I realized that the Uso that, you know, who was facing Roman wasn't the Uso that I thought it was. I thought it was Naomi's Uso. So, you know, just like Roman Reigns said on SmackDown this past week, he was like, before, you know, we start doing it, nobody knew what Uso you would, you know, which one you was. So I really thought it was actually Naomi. I thought it was the Naomi Uso. So it makes much sense for her to go into the Hurt Business because this not, it really doesn't involve her. So I can really see that. I can really see that. That's cool. What's your thoughts on Retribution?
Stupid, corny, damn name. Do I need to say more about this? Like, do I really need to say more? Like, the whole thing is, oh my god, it's like DOA already. They're trying to resuscitate by trying to install Ali involvement into this. But as we can actually see, what's going on with that? I don't see it going any further than that. Probably, I give it 2 months. I give it 2 more months. Probably going to put the United States belt on Mustafa, but somehow, if you put Ricochet in there and what they're trying to plant the seeds for that, if that happens, we can potentially see new tag team champions instead.
Okay, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the Hurt Business winning the tag team titles. I thought it was going to be this week though, but I'm really looking forward to that. Another thing you said you is really digging on Monday Night Raw, and I'm digging it too. Bray Wyatt and Alexa Bliss, they are just crazy, man. There's something really going on with them two. Tell me, what's your thoughts on Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt?
About fucking time. Jesus Christ. Yes, and I called it. I called it. For anyone who did not listen to my show, you should be listening to my show, by the way, because I called it right down the middle. I called it exactly what it is. They need to pull Joker and Harley Quinn, put it in wrestling form, and boom, this is what the hell that you got. Forget this Mr. Rogers crap. I mean, like, I don't care about the whole rest of the crap. But the mentality, the psyche of the Fiend is totally the Joker. That's it. There's nothing more and nothing left to say about it. So now bringing Alexa into the fold, being asked to Harley Quinn, ooh. Now the key question is, who's going to be Batman? Okay. Joker needs a Batman. So at some point, who's going to be the one that's battling the one-on-one with him? This is why people are looking at The Undertaker for that role, but we'll talk about him later when it comes to Survivor Series. So I want to dig into that. But this will go everywhere. But I love what they're doing. Let Bray Wyatt have full control over this. Because I feel like if Vince put his fingertips into it and he really tried to do a little bit of his way, but still let him have his, I'm not going to like it. You need this to stand out from between what's on Raw that stands out compared to what's on SmackDown that stands out.
Exactly. Got a good point. Great point. I thought The Miz was going to cash in this past Monday on a Randy Orton or even Drew McIntyre, whoever wins that match. I thought The Miz was going to cash in, but Bray Wyatt took out The Miz, and I was like, okay, that's a wrap, though. He ain't coming back out, Bray Wyatt. He destroyed The Miz. So, Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt is really killing it. Can't wait to see more of that. We're going to move on. Another thing, man, that is going on, and you're killing it right now with the New England Wrestling. Can you tell me more about that, man? Every Tuesday Night Brawl, New England Wrestling, man. Tell me more about it, man, because it's dope.
Hey, you got about one more show, man. Friday Night Slam that comes on Fridays at 10.
Okay. Yeah, tell me
about it, man. So, I got to blame Will for this one. This started like months ago. So we talked. Ever since that meeting you talked, I have moved to a new place and all stuff, blah, blah, blah. But we just talked about like old school backyard wrestling that like we used to do as kids. That's what kind of like grew up from the being that we was like, what if we actually did that? When we did it in real life and then we flipped it, like, what if we did in the virtual life? And then I had 2K20. So I figured, I'm like, okay. And then I had already had some type of layout and experience because I was already in tune to someone else's channel called EWL, which was the Elite Wrestling Legion. I don't know who the creator was, but he had episodes like every week too. And he had some last pay-per-view. But the way that he did it was he did it from a PC version of the game and installed modifications and stuff like that into it so he could create it the way that he wanted to and stuff. Which is what a lot of people are doing right now. And unfortunately, I don't have the technology to really go full-fledged like that until otherwise. But I just say I want my shit to actually be a wrestling league. I want wins and losses to matter. I want my rankings to matter. So I would have to be my own GM, so would he. And next thing you know, me being as a wrestling nerd how I am, I just sat there, I drew out a few sketches, I just said, okay, I can make it work. And do tons of tweaking up, and maybe I think three and a half weeks, maybe a month later, the first show was done. And then we thought about, okay, if we clean it up a little bit more, this can be worthy enough to go on YouTube. Now, I have to edit myself. Thank God I have some editing and producing experience. So I was able to go find a power director to edit majority of those episodes and pay-per-views from. So I just said, as an artist, I love to be creative. So now you're starting to think outside the box, okay, what can I do for this? How can I put a sponsorship in here? How can I promote my podcast in here? And things just started growing. And within, this is what, how many episodes have I broadcast already? Maybe like 10 episodes of both shows each. Yeah. So I'm just trying just to be creative and try to catch up with the world, I guess. But this was just a hobby. But that hobby ended up being something that I love. And you being your own fantasy booker. And all of them are created characters. So you might never know, you might gravitate to someone like, yo, the way he made him is so ill, you gotta follow him. He's another this person and this person and this person. And, you know, some people you might watch and be like, yo, I can relate to that guy. Or I like this chick or some other stuff. So I try to get everyone a different variety of flavors when it comes to the league itself. And everyone got their own personality. So here I am. And still doing it, still promoting it. And now we got a Instagram and we got a fake and then we got a page on Facebook now for the followers and stuff to come and give their opinions and stuff about what they could see and what we all try to keep up to do and such and such.
That's what's up, man.
It's still a work in progress.
That's cool. I look forward to it, man. I get the notifications every Tuesday. It's Tuesday Night Brawl, man. New England Wrestling, man. So I said to myself, I said, man, for this guy to really come up with all these guys and, you know, put it all together and all these matches is really cool because I always wanted to do that too. I didn't do it in a creative way like you do, you know, with your own show and own, you know, creative characters. And I haven't played a WWE game in so long because the last one came out, I heard it was just some trash, you know. So
yeah, and that's the one that I'm using. Like, that's the one that's trash.
Oh, wow.
So I figure that if I would be using the trash version, then they're not going to make another one. Mm-hmm. So I figure instead of me having to start all over in 2K19, I was like, I got to just edit it and tweak it up the right way or say certain key things and then just intertwine them with the story. And I could try to do something with it. Yeah, just try to salvage some footage and make it into something else.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah. Will you just be creative like that? And then, like, you can be like, okay, if I put this and this and this and that here, I can create a pretty dope bridge. Hmm. And okay. That will actually flow to be like, okay, that storyline makes sense. You know what I'm saying? This match is actually good. So, you know, I try.
Yeah, you do. You put a whole lot of effort into it. I gotta ask you, what's your thoughts, and also have you seen the trailer for the new AEW video game?
Oh my gosh, about time! But they need to clean up a little bit more on certain people, which I'm hoping and praying that they actually do. I hope that they actually take this project really seriously.
I think they will die for that. Yeah, I think they will. I think the trailer was just something because a lot of AEW fans were just like dying for it too. And WWE didn't come out with a video game, I believe, this year. And they just came out with a 2K Battleground or whatever like that. So, you know, a lot of fans were really, you know, like, where is it? Where is it? We want to see a trailer of it. And then with the new PS5 and the Xbox Series X coming out. So, yeah, look like it's going to be really dope. And, you know, they have the guys who made No Mercy. So, yeah, it's going to be very, yeah, very interesting.
Hopefully they really do keep that type of gameplay format just like that, but it's so easy for you to use, simple control. I think that's what everyone just wants. So they don't want the whole complicated shit like that. They want the same control pad, I believe, like for 2K16. I think someone said 2K16 control pad was like the best one. So if they go back to that format, oh my god, people would be like, yeah, like this is the wrestling game of the year, I guess. So
yeah,
we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see
that and the two mobile games too.
Mm-hmm. You're right. But you guys, man, here on the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. I got my guy Shiz Linsky all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, the host of Off the Top Ropes podcast, chopping it up, man, talking some wrestling. You guys, man, sit tight. We're going to take a quick short break, and when we come back, man, we're going to talk some more wrestling, some AEW on the other side. We're going to do a little short Undertaker trivia, you know, with his farewell.
Oh, we are? Okay.
With his farewell. All right, that's Survivor Series, you guys. So sit tight, you guys, and we'll be right back here on the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling.
That. You have a lot to say. Maybe you've thought, I should start a podcast. Meet Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast ever. It's a powerful mobile app and web tool that lets you record a podcast anywhere and distribute it everywhere. It's great whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out. And it's 100% free. You can record your show straight into Anchor on your phone, iPad, or the web, using any mic you want. Record alone or with friends or co-hosts anywhere in the world. You can add background music and transitions, and your listeners can send you voice messages that you can incorporate right into your next episode. If you want to produce your show using another app, you can upload your own audio directly from web or mobile and still take advantage of Anchor's totally free podcast hosting. Once your podcast is ready to publish, Anchor can automatically distribute it to every major podcast platform. That includes Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, so your listeners can hear your show wherever they want. And on the web, you can see detailed analytics about how people are listening. Plus, you'll get a great-looking profile page where anyone can listen to your podcast or subscribe to it. And if you want to ask your audience to support your work, Anchor makes it easy to collect monthly payments from the people who love your podcast and want to see it grow. You really don't need a recording studio, expensive equipment, or a bunch of technical knowledge to deal with a podcast feed. Just get started and join the diverse community of podcasters already on Anchor. We can't wait to hear your podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back here to the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. Appreciate you guys sticking with me throughout the commercial break. I got my guy Shiz Linsky here, the host of Off the Top Ropes podcast, and my guy, he's the creator of New England Wrestling, man. Tuesday Night's Brawl, man. Catch it on YouTube, man, each and every Tuesday. And man, he's here chopping it up, man. What's going on with you, Shiz? How's everything?
You've got one more show too, Friday Night Slam. Live on YouTube Fridays at 10 p.m. as well.
Friday, you got two shows, not just one. You're right. Throughout the commercial break, we was talking about the WWE Thunderdome. It's moving its location from Orlando, Florida, to Tampa Bay, in effort to try to get WWE fans in at a small percentage somehow, and also I guess still had the WWE Thunderdome effect. With the sound noise and everything. I really love what they're really doing with the Capitol Wrestling Center, aka the WWE Performance Center, what they're doing with NXT. I thought it's really, really nice. I don't know, are those real fans or not? Or they're just, WWE talent, but I like the value of it. You got people on the screen, and then you actually got the actual noise in it. So I love it, man. If they can have something like that, it's cool. You know, I was also asking you throughout the commercial break, you know, about the WWE Thunderdome. What you think about it, you know?
I mean, when I think about the Thunderdome, I mean, I'm experienced with it, but I'm happy for what they have it as because it brings the fans in there, you know, into that environment as much as people can be in the arena still right about now. So they have to figure out a way. They can't always have an empty arena for every single show. That's what they used to do when the pandemic first started, and then it got too dull, and they had to be creative. And there's one way to be creative, and it stands out. So I respect it, and I give it kudos for trying to do that. Still, it just feels the same. You have to have the natural crowd really get fired up and giving you that real pop and real cheer, not no artificial shit. So we got what we got for right now. You know, yeah. That's all we gotta say about that.
So you're right.
You know, I can't be mad at them for trying.
Yeah, WWE, they try. They will pull something out their ass, man, and try. So I gotta give it to them. You know, it's not the whole, you know, actual old feeling. You know, I miss going to a WWE event. The last WWE event was actually aired in Washington, D.C. So, you know, that Monday Night Raw. So, you know, that was crazy. That SmackDown, it wasn't no fans. Wednesday night, that Wednesday NXT was actually the last, you know, live with fans one. They did it at the Performance Center, and that's when they actually stopped. But on a bigger, larger scale, you know, yeah, that Monday Night Raw here in D.C. So it'd been a while. And then, of course, I was waiting for NXT to come back here in D.C., and then they wound up, you know, announcing that they was coming back on May 1st, and then boom, you know, everything was just going crazy at the time. So I was really looking forward to seeing, you know, NXT. But speaking of NXT, NXT is doing his thing, man. Leon Ruff is the new North American, the new North American champion, man. Leon, yo, I'm loving it. I'm loving everything about this whole storyline, man.
Listen, bro, before we go into this, you don't understand how funny, hilarious, and happy I am. So, on my show, right, Dukes, aka the villain, he hypes up this man, Leon Ruff, so fucking much, right? To the point where we dub him the most favorable jobber that they have of this shit. So, we gave him our old little award. So we was like, the way that he sells for people was so damn hilarious. Like, it makes you laugh your ass off, and you can't deny that. So to see this happen last week with two Johnny Gargano, I guess the storyline is every time when he was to match his first time defense, he automatically loses, right? So who imagined it? Leon Ruff. Now if you see the little spin wheel that he did, and Leon Ruff's name was written down on a piece of paper. Like, he wasn't even supposed to even be there. So, this poor son of a bitch comes out smiling, like, on, like, some Molly Holly, Crash Holly type thing. Just happy to be there.
Yeah.
What are you doing to this guy? Like, it's embarrassing already. But then you see Damian Breeze coming out, pulling a distraction, and you see him, and then you see Leon Ruff hitting the crucifix to get the win. My God, like, yo, my mind boggled. I'm like, I was rolling on the floor I was having to hear. This was the most hilarious thing that Triple H and Shawn Michaels had to come up with. And didn't you see at the very end when he was on top of the ramp, and then when he did his little victory pose, the belt?
Yeah, I loved it.
I was crying. I was like, yo, the disrespect, but it's hilarious at the same fucking time. And I tapped out. I was like, yo, I'm done with NXT. I'm going to sleep.
Yo, I came in a little late on the show, so I watched the back, and I was like, okay, he spin the wheel, he get this match, Leon Ruff come out, you know, and get the little roll-up. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. You know, this is what Johnny Gargano was going crazy about. And not only that, you know, Damian Priest put the belt around him and hold it. You know, it felt like his, you know, the belt fell just like his pants was fell. Like, oops, like I got caught. You know, it was hilarious. And then this past week on NXT, Damian Priest just came out there and was like, sorry, kid, and just hit him. My man was like, man, I'm not a joke, you know, trying to prove that he's not a joke and stuff. So I'm digging it, man. I'm really digging it, though. I am.
Listen, I just hope and pray I don't see no triple threat match involving these three, and it's just all gonna be Damian Priest and Johnny Gargano, and you got this little guy who's the champion, by the way, getting shoved out the way. Now you're not even supposed to even be here. Like, get out of here.
That's what it's gonna be. That's what it's gonna come down to.
What was they thinking? But if you recognize some of his old videos from Evolve and stuff like that, oh, he's crafty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, he is the craftiest skate artist. Like, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He's giving me that Orange Cassidy type of feeling, like, okay, we see you every week in your ass work. Or we see Orange Cassidy not trying, right? But then when he does try, we're blown away. Now watch, we're gonna get the same treatment from Leon Ruff, and he's gonna explode, and we're gonna be like, we didn't see this coming. We're gonna get that feeling. We're gonna get it. It's just gonna take one match. Trust me, one match. It's gonna be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pray what it do. I'm sorry. I'll fucking match the shit behind your back, but kudos.
Yeah, you're right. Another thing that's going down on NXT, man. We've seen the return of Finn Balor. He's the NXT champion. I said a couple of times, man, I feel as though the NXT title, man, is cursed. You know, after Adam Cole lost the NXT championship, it haven't been the same since. Haven't been the same. You know, Adam Cole loses it to Keith Lee. Keith Lee has the title. Not only do he have the title, he's a double champion. He got the North American title also. Then after that, what they say, Keith Lee got to relinquish the title. Now he relinquished the title. So now it's just, you know, now they got to fight over the North American title while Keith Lee couldn't just hold on to the title. I've been saying this for weeks. I thought it's the craziest thing. And now with they push Karrion Kross, and now he got injured, so he had to vacate the title. So it's just a whole lot of going on right now with the NXT Championship. And luckily, just luckily, that we're going into War Games right now, so it doesn't really center around the NXT Championship. So, yeah. And speaking of War Games, I'm loving what they're doing with Pat McAfee. He's killing it right now, man. A couple of weeks ago, my guy was a cameraman. He was a promo guy. He was a wrestler. Like, he was just pulling everything out of his ass, man. So really love what they're doing with him, Pete Dunne, Danny Burch, and Oney Lorcan. And have Undisputed Era back this past week on NXT. We know what it's going to, you know, be like at War Games coming in December. So that's going to be dope right there. That's going to be dope.
Yes, it is.
Another thing, man, I want to send a special shout-out, man. Well, I want to send a shout-out to MLW, you guys, man. If you catch out Major League Wrestling, they came back up this past week. We seen my man Myron Reed. He took on Brian Pillman Jr. With title on the line, which was a dope matchup. Leo Rush, formerly in WWE, he's going to be coming up in MLW. My man Jacob Fatu. Man, I say that guy right there has a bright future. You know, I really want to see how far, how long WWE milk and play this storyline with the Tribal Chief and the Samoan Dynasty thing, because, man, they got a whole lot of Samoans in the game right now, you know, especially Jacob Fatu. I like his mic work. I really do. Another thing that went down, we had Alexander Hammerstone. He killed it. So shout out to MLW, man. They back. I missed them for a while, man, because it was like, you know, not a lot of wrestling companies, you know, have been having the opportunity to do their thing. I know also shout out to my man Shane Taylor, defeated Kenny King. Shane Taylor was here on the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling, a couple of weeks ago. So that's what's up, Shane Taylor, man. Keep doing your thing, man. You're a future world champion, man. Future world champion. Speaking of world champions, man, you seen AEW this past week?
Yes, I semi-halfway had. I caught up with it this morning when I was at work, so I kind of figured out what happened and stuff like that. So my man, John Moxley, you see your shirt on me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We still here, baby.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the match. The winner is coming. I think it's December 2nd. John Moxley taking on Kenny Omega. AEW.
They took this whole Game of Thrones theme and they just threw this shit in there. Unbelievable.
Hey, I don't even know where they got it from. Winter is coming like in a month though, but I don't know. I don't really watch Game of Thrones, so I don't really know.
I knew where that came from because my cousin got like a flag in his room and then winter is coming and it has like a wolf icon on it, something like that. Like it's part of a tribe belonging to one of the Game of Thrones. So that's how I remember it. I'm like, oh, this dude.
Yeah, Dynamite was cool this week. The most, the Inner Circle, I just gotta say, man, that segment was hangover vibes. It was so hangover vibes, man. It was dope. It was so cool to see Jericho, MJF, and, you know, the whole Inner Circle trying to get together and express how they feel. And, you know, just, like, what was your thoughts on it? Because it was hangover vibes.
Yeah, it was definitely a hangover. As I said it, I mean, I don't want to say I predict a lot of stuff, but when you say that they're going to Vegas and you got this whole Inner Circle thing, and then the first thing I said was, this is a hangover. Mm-hmm. It's just a wrestling form. What could happen? And then we see Hornswoggle in a baby diaper and running to Elvis. Then you got Conan. Now, here's a quick tirade about Conan for a second. Conan is just going from those podcasts, keeping it 100, right? They talk so much crap about AEW's booking, the segments, Jericho, the whole nine yards, right? But hypocrite, because now you see him pop up on an AEW promo segment vignette, nonetheless, and you're doing a promo with the same guy that you just talked down to. Mm. How the hell does that happen? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I got some major concerns and questions for him. By my being very hangover, very cinematic hangover stuff. I loved it. It was funny. I mean, I loved it. It was funny. Everyone got along. of course, Conan came in, so
yeah,
took my shot at him. So, you know, I feel like there's double standard. Can we see potential? And then we see some AEW people. I mean, we see some Impact Wrestling people pop up during this.
And it seemed like that's what's coming though. The executive vice president was on commentary on AEW a couple of weeks ago. And also to see Conan, he's in Major League Wrestling right now. So I kind of like what they're doing, you know, because WWE don't do that, you know. You're under contract with WWE, you work with WWE, and that's it. You know, if you're under contract with anybody else as far as the AEW goes, you know, we can all play together. You know, we all can win, you know, and I like that. I like that vibe, though. I do. But we're going to move on here, you guys. On the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. We got Survivor Series coming up this Sunday on the WWE Network. We got The Undertaker farewell going on. I ask this question over and over. Do you feel as though this farewell is going to turn into one more match at WrestleMania, or is it just going to be a farewell
it is. It is. It's going to lead up to one more match at WrestleMania.
Who?
I don't know who it could be, but like I said earlier, it could only be other two people, The Fiend or Sting. Those are the only two that'd be left.
If that's the case, they have to do it on Sunday. They can't wait. They will have to announce it and they will have to make it noticeable Sunday. And another reason why I say that, you know, this could be you know, a setup to his WrestleMania match, because normally Undertaker, he want to go out on WrestleMania. That's his stage. I thought his last WrestleMania could have been against, you know, Bray Wyatt. You know, that you know, mystique character, like, and having Undertaker passing the torch to Bray would have been cool. But, you know, having Undertaker ride off into the sunset how he did this past year in WrestleMania, it was very cool. You know, it's fitting. You know, it told a story. You know, he rode his motorcycle off into the sunset, into the dark, maybe never seen again. But knowing him with no fans, I feel as though he's going to do it with one more. And he have to pull it. They have to do it. You know, Sunday, if they're gonna wait, because, yeah, that's my opinion though. But if he's just wrapping it up, it's cool, because also November 22nd, this Sunday, is actually the same day he debuted it. So we're gonna see. But yeah, you're right. But we're gonna move on, you guys, here on our Talk Pro Wrestling. Since Lance, you down to play a trivia game?
Oh yeah, I am.
Okay, we're going to play a trivia game. Like I was saying, we got the Undertaker's Farewell coming up this Sunday at Survivor Series live on the WWE Network. So we're going to play a trivia game. Since Langston told me his favorite wrestler is the Dead Man, the Undertaker. So we're going to ask him a couple of trivia questions. Majority of them are multiple choice, some of them are not. So you ready?
Let's go, baby. Let's do it.
All right. The Undertaker debuted at Survivor Series in 1990. What team was he a part of? A, the Rockers. B, the Million Dollar Team. C, the Dream Team.
B,
the Million Dollar Team.
Yes, it was.
The Undertaker debuted and he was part of the Million Dollar Team, the Million Dollar Team. Of course, Ted DiBiase was the last one standing on A-Team. So, yeah, they did that. The Undertaker became the first man to win the Royal Rumble at the number 30 spot. What year was it? A, 06, B, 07, C, 03. You're right. 2007. That was a dope Royal Rumble match. Yeah. All right. The Undertaker's first WrestleMania. He defeated Jimmy Superfly Snuka. What WrestleMania was it? A, WrestleMania 3. B, WrestleMania 7. C, WrestleMania 13.
B, WrestleMania 7.
Correct. Okay, man. All right. Last time I played this game, man, it wasn't going too good. So you're an Undertaker fan. All right. It was by far his greatest moment when this superstar eliminated The Undertaker from the Rumble. A, Al Snow. B, Raven. C, Maven.
C, Maven.
Yes, it was. C, Maven. Yes,
Maven. I remember that ass whooping afterwards that he gave him.
Yes, he sure did. He kicked his ass though, and Maven was on WWE's The Bump not too long ago talking about this moment too. So yeah, that was a really cool moment. All right, what are three titles that The Undertaker never held? This one is not multiple choice.
All right, so this one's not multiple choice.
No.
He never held the Intercontinental Championship. He never held the United States Championship. He never held the Cruiserweight Championship.
Okay, yeah, obviously, yeah, he haven't held the Cruiserweight, but you got it. The European Championship, I was hoping maybe you would say that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that one was forgotten too. Okay.
Yeah, so them the three titles he never held, the European, US, and the IC title. I would have loved to see him win the IC title though, but I don't think that would have fit him on. All right, who was The Undertaker's last match on Raw against? A, Fandango. B, Sheamus. C, The Shield.
The Shield.
You're right about that. It was a six-man tag team match in London The Undertaker team with Kane and Daniel Bryan take on the Shield, which the Shield won that match though. But yeah, 2013 was the last match the Undertaker had on Monday Night Raw. All right, Undertaker defeated Shawn Michaels back-to-back at WrestleMania. Which WrestleMania were they? This one is no multiple choice.
25 and 26.
All right, 25 and 26. You ran about that one right there. Dope WrestleMania matches.
Two of my all-time favorite matches of all time between the two of them.
Okay. All right. The Undertaker had match of the year in 2007. Who was it against? A, Finlay. B, Edge. C, Batista.
I'm going to have to go with Edge.
Edge? It was Batista.
Are you... Oh! Yeah. They really consider that WrestleMania 23 match of the year?
Yeah, that was a match of the year with The Undertaker. Yeah, he had the match of the year in 07 with Batista.
Oh, you know what? I got that shit confused. 2009 SummerSlam.
That was good.
That
too.
Was the one that they dubbed that match in the year too between the both of them.
Yeah.
Damn it, you got me confused. That's cool. Man, I fucked up on that one.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
That's my one X.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you playing the game, man. Trivia game with me, man. Before we wrap it up, man, any shout outs, man? Anything you want to say, man, before you go?
Oh, God. Thank you for having me on the 1130 podcast. Shout out to you. Shout out to Dre on Wills. Y'all know where the hell to find me. Yeah, you have to see my background, of course. OTTR, Off the Top Row Podcast. You can find me on Anchor Podcast, Google Podcast, Radio Public Podcast, Breaker Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, and Podbean. Follow on some social medias. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Off the Top Ropes. Not complicated. And also, follow and hit that like, subscribe button on that New England Wrestling page to get notifications on what we're going to be doing next upcoming pay per views, which will be St. Valentine's Day Massacre, which will be live Saturday, November 28th at 8 p.m. live on YouTube. And follow us to watch NEW Tuesday Night Brawl, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and Fridays, Friday Night Slam, live at 10 p.m. Shout out to the boys. They know who they are. They know the whole drill. Shout out to you, man.
Exactly. Appreciate it, my guy. Appreciate it, man. I wish you the best in everything you do, man. Keep doing your thing, man. You're killing it, man. We got to support each other, man. So once again, man, I appreciate you joining me here. Thank you, man. I appreciate you joining me here on the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Yo, Shiz Langston, man, I appreciate you joining me here on Talk Pro Wrestling this week. It was a blast having you, man. I wish you the best in everything you do, man. Keep killing it, man. It shows you that you got a very creative mind of, a wrestling, man. You know, I haven't played a wrestling game in a long time, like I was saying, man. So, you know, I always wanted to do this in some sort of fashion, you know, like on YouTube. But I always did it, you know, just at home by myself playing a game. You know, man. Oh, man, this is going to be a dope show. But, man, hey, love it, man. Appreciate you joining me here on Talk Pro Wrestling this week. You got you guys, man. Shiz Langsky, go follow him. Off the Top Ropes Podcast, man, and New England Wrestling, man. Go check them out, for real. But you guys, man, don't forget to follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. You dig, man? Subscribe to the 1130 Podcast on YouTube. Follow me on Twitter at Dre on Wheels. Follow the 1130 Podcast on Instagram at the 1130 Podcast. If you would like to be a guest here on the podcast, email me. That's the 1130 Podcast at gmail.com. That's the 1130 Podcast at gmail.com, you guys. For real. And on YouTube, man, hit that notification bell so you don't miss an episode. You dig? So you don't miss an episode of the 1130 Podcast, the main podcast, each and every Tuesday, airing and premiering on YouTube at 1130 a.m. Eastern time, you dig? So yeah, man, I appreciate everybody, man, joining me here on Talk Pro Wrestling. It's gonna be a fun episode, man. I got some great guests lined up in the future here on Talk Pro Wrestling. You guys stick with me, man. Appreciate it. But this is your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. You guys have a good day, have a great weekend. See you guys this Tuesday, and see you guys next weekend on Talk Pro Wrestling. And I'm out.